Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
248-539-9797. The Tim Anderson, Josh Donaldson controversy. He called him Jackie. He's been needling him about that for a couple of years since Tim Anderson, in a Sports Illustrated article, called himself the next Jackie Robinson, not athletically, just trying to bring fun back to baseball.
And not what he means to baseball.
Yeah, and some people think it was racist. I tend to lean on more of an a-hole move than being an actual racist thing to say. But then again, I'm not black. I have no idea if that would offend them, especially. And you know, the Hendricks bite is correct. The fact of the matter is he doesn't like them. So,
Most people don't like him.
Right, I know.
He's one of the most disliked players in the game. I mean, this is an article I found from 2016. People don't like him because he takes a long time looking at home runs. He makes obscene gestures at the other club's dugout, and he likes to start, or he once started a fight with his own manager.
Right, this is Donaldson we're talking
about. Yes. And Tim Anderson certainly has an edge to him. Yeah. I like him.
So do I.
I like guys like him. Sports needs more guys.
Damn
like
right.
I just don't. I do think this crosses the line because I can't imagine myself saying this.
No, I couldn't either.
Do you think you would ever?
No, but
even the bestest of friends and joking and stuff, because he's trying to take the inside joke route.
Right, but so the context of that, and I've said this before in regards to teammates that I've had. Now, you know, there's certainly lines that you don't cross, but there are conversations, there's context that you can have with your closest friends, mm-hmm. That you can't have with somebody who's an acquaintance, and you certainly can't have with someone who is, let's just say, a nemesis. And it just, I think in this context, it can be taken as, you know, just an a-hole thing to do.
Right.
But it can certainly be taken as a racist comment. And if that's how Tim Anderson received it, then that's what it was.
Here's some ticket text. Baseball's being cut out of my life because of this. It was not a racist comment. Media and baseball are pushing to that what Donaldson said was racist is absurd. Absolutely aggravates me to the point I'll not watch baseball. There are many other reasons not to watch baseball, I believe. If Tim Anderson called himself Jackie Robinson, he has to be able to listen to other people call him Jackie. Talk about thin skin. That's not. That's 100% not racist. Society today, it's a trend to claim racism and play the race card to deflect any negativity from yourself. I don't think he was trying to deflect any negativity towards himself.
Especially when he hit the home run yesterday.
So if you call a guy a name of the same color, it's racist? No.
Again, it's context.
Yes. It's the same as calling someone MJ or Bron when they are supposedly the next MJ. Not racist, just being an a-hole.
Yeah.
What a joke. Tim Anderson claiming to be the next Jackie Robinson and Donaldson giving him crap about it has nothing to do with race. What's wrong with you in this station?
we're asking the question.
Yes, exactly. I think it's more of an a-hole move, but I don't, Stoney, stop trying to find a defense for this guy. It was racist. That's from Ed in Detroit.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's like all the stuff you can't win. Let's go to Nathan and Warren. You're 97 on the ticket.
Good morning, guys.
Hey.
I guess my question is, why are we discounting, you know, what Josh Donaldson said when he said, hey, you know, him and I have talked about this. I've called him this in the past, and we laughed about it. So it's like, you can say it, and we can laugh about it, but then another time if I say it, now you're going to take offense to it. It's, you don't get to pick and choose when you're going to be offended. Either you're offended or you're not. You can't, you know, if you have a nickname that somebody's been calling you, you can't all of a sudden, you know, a year or two later be like, you know what, now that nickname, for some reason, that pisses me off today.
Well, based upon what Hendricks said, I'm not sure that Donaldson...
There's been a whole lot of laughing.
It hasn't been... What he called an inside joke is really not an inside joke to Anderson, evidently, or hasn't been.
Right, and...
That's the other thing, too.
Right, but I mean, as far as these guys go, it's a recipe for disaster because, I mean, Josh Donaldson's a red ass. Everyone knows that.
Yes.
And Tim Anderson's always been a hothead. So you put those two together, they say whatever they say, and it's like, it's, you know, like I said, it's just a recipe for something to get a little more explosive.
That's a great point. And definitely, Donaldson's definitely a hothead. He's got a weird background, man. His father was, like, in jail his whole life for, like, domestic battery and things like that. Anyway, typical American society. Everyone else gets to decide if he was being racist when he said he wasn't. End of story. Our society roots for drama. Well, when he said he wasn't. Who says they're a racist?
I mean, yeah, there are some individuals who will say that, but they're the extremists.
Right.
You know, everybody else thinks that they're not.
Right. Enough of this being racist BS. He's jabbing at him for saying he's like Jackie Robinson, maybe the same skin color, but not close in any other way. Right. He explained in the article.
It was about having fun, bringing fun back to baseball.
Right. Jansen is right, and I agree. It's not racist because if a good friend of Anderson called him that in a context, that's positive. It's a non-story. It's obvious reading into this, Anderson does not like Donaldson and responded to him being an a-hole. That's true, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. And finally, if I call John Taylor Decker, is that racist? Absolutely not.
Well, now, I mean, it is offensive because he is a Buckeye.
Yes, that's all. Oh, I mean, I didn't think about that.
Yes, I could take offense to that.
Yeah,
no, but he is a good dude.
Yeah, look, like I said, it's very tough to sit there and determine certain things. My initial reaction is no, it's not racist because he called himself that in the article. It's just Josh Donaldson being Josh Donaldson. A guy that even his teammates can't stand.
Right, yeah.
And you can see, and, you know, we don't have the cuts here, but Aaron Boone, the Yankee manager, has been basically, you know, trying to...
He's
trying to navigate this because
right,
it's
because,
tough.
Because, you
he's
know,
black
Josh
players
Donaldson,
on his team.
Well, he's got black players on his team, but Josh Donaldson is in the locker room,
right,
in the clubhouse.
Right, I know, of course.
And he's trying to figure out, okay, well, how do I best handle this? And honestly, what he needs to do is talk to his guys and find out how they view this.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think there's, as we've heard on Ticket Text, there's a lot of different ways to take this.
Yes.
And it walks that line of, and if it crosses that line for some, then who are we to say it's not?
I mean, if you're joking, you better make sure the other person's cool with you joking. And it seems like that's not the case here.
Well, it goes to the relationship.
Right.
That these two individuals have or don't have.
Correct.
And if you have no, you know, friend relationship and you don't have that, again, I go back to the word context. In this situation, context means everything. If you're just an a-hole and you're an a-hole to everyone, it doesn't make it right. And when you have... You know, when you say something like this to somebody that you don't get along with, it's not going to be, if your intention is it's
right.
an inside joke,
right.
it's not how it's going to be taken. No, no,
no
matter if it crosses the line of race or not,
right.
it's not going to be received
no.
kindly.
Even if you decide, okay, it's not racist, it's still an a-hole move. It's still not something you would say, right?
No, I mean, you say a lot of different things out there to get under guys' skin.
Yeah.
But again, You walk a line that's not this.
Right. Aaron, you're on 97 on the ticket. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. How are you guys doing today?
Good.
Hey, I just wanted to kind of call in and kind of break out the point that, you know, just because just because Tim Anderson called himself Jackie, that doesn't necessarily make it okay for someone else to call him that, because, you know, if he were to have called himself another derogatory term, there's no way Josh Donaldson would have repeated that on the field.
Well, knowing Josh Donaldson, you don't know that. But, yeah, yes, you're right.
You know what? That's a fair point, Stoney. That's a very fair point. But I'm kind of just trying to make the point that just because someone calls themselves a term doesn't make it okay for someone else to repeat it.
That's true. But that has never been used as a derogatory term before.
No, but I guess I'm just trying to make the point of, you know, if there was a player of another race out there, you know, you're not going to see, say, Victor Reyes referred to as, you know, a Hall of Fame player from the
Roberto, they're calling him Roberto, like Roberto Clemente or something like that.
Right.
Yes, exactly.
Yes, correct. Like, right. You know, you don't see that happening. And I think that would also be viewed as, you know, kind of a racist remark. And
yeah.
There's very clearly the outstanding relationship between Anderson and Donaldson beforehand where
they don't like each other.
It's
outstanding. It's an outstanding relationship.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!